WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by StarTex Propane, now serving Bryan College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees are moving forward with a new recreation center in Brenham that will be paid for to some degree by revenue generated in Bryan.
There is a general breakdown of funding the $11.4 million facility, which will serve Blinn's basketball and volleyball teams, Brenham students, and be available for rent to outsiders. The college's share of the construction cost, $5.5 million, comes from carryover funds not spent last year, along with money set aside this year and next. Officials stated the sources are district at large and not specific to Brenham. The remaining $5.9 million for construction is private money. $2.3 million comes from members of the Cruzy family, and $3.6 million comes from donations to the Blinn Foundation. Money to operate the center, projected at $200,000 annually, will come from fees assessed to Brenham students, ticket sales, summer camps, and rentals from off-campus groups. The center will open in the fall of 2017, and around the same time, Blinn opens its first building on the new campus in West Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School Board has agreed to let administrators look into a possible change at future high school graduation ceremonies. Board member Kelly Levy asked to give parents who are employed by the district the option of giving their children their diplomas.
I think it's a way to reward our employees for bringing their children into our schools. Sometimes the students aren't as close to their principals as, you know, other students are, so I think it would be meaningful to the children.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says high school administrators are open to investigating the idea.
And the principals are going to have to place it, and the principals and the assistant principals are going to have to deal with it.
Levy says a trade-off for parents would be sitting closer to the stage and not with their families. A high school textbook that refers to slaves as workers is used in the College Station School District. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says they're waiting for substitute materials and for more information from the publisher. A mom in the Pearland District, Ronnie Dean Burren, went to Facebook after her son pointed out slaves brought over from Africa were called workers.
Here are the reviewers and consultants. Plenty of Texas people who approve this book. Yeah. And then there's the Texas Advisory Board as well. So again, these are all people, all professionals who said yes to this book.
The world geography textbook in question is not used in the Bryan School District. Multiple agencies were involved in getting a Bryan man out of a house south of Welburn where he had barricaded himself for the better part of 7 hours. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says there was a concern because the house contained several weapons.
There was nobody else in there with him, which meant that time was on our side. Had there been a hostage in there with him, we might have had to take a different tack with him. But because he was in there by himself, he was only a harm to himself at this point. Our best option is just to wait him out.
Stewart says 39-year-old Donnie Allwell came out after seeing the College Station Police Department's bomb squad robot, which approached the house. Allwell was arrested for the fourth time since July of last year for a parole violation from a conviction in 2003 for aggravated sexual assault of a child. WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by StarTex Propane. More news coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
StarTex Propane, a family business since 1975, has been serving Central Texas for over 30 years, and now serving Bryan College Station. StarTex Propane offers all kinds of services, from residential to commercial installation, hookups and appliance conversions, and StarTex Propane even leases and sells all sizes of tanks. StarTex will also meet or beat on propane prices. Visit StarTexPropane.com or call StarTex Propane today and mention WTAW for a discount. 1-800-792-3400.
The Cherry Rufino Team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to CherryRufino.com.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Good morning. It's 7:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine and warm today. Highs will be anywhere from 90 to 95. Overnight, we're going to be partly cloudy. Lows will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. The chance for a shower during the afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow close to 90 degrees. Clouds and maybe a shower tomorrow night. Lows will be 65 to 70. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Friday. The risk of a few showers. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M football in a bye week. Coach Sumlin met with the media and A&M football media day yesterday. The AL wildcard game last night saw the Astros advance. And there's a handful of Aggies that are actually moving on in postseason play in professional baseball as well. Plus a whole lot more coming up in sports, about 7:50 or so.
So Coach Sumlin met with the media yesterday.
Yes.
Got a chance to hear some of that. The phrase I loved, which may have been in response to your question, is he talked about Overreaction Monday.
Yes. It was.
Which is true.
Yes.
And that's the problem. I mean, when you have like a gajillion sports networks out there, what a great opportunity to overreact to stuff. And but anyway, he sounds like he's in a pretty good place. I'd say we're back to almost to swagger. His team performed pretty well on Saturday. I think he's pretty happy with it. So he's either just right in or right out of the top 10, depending on what ranking. But
I think the swagger also stems from the fact that they didn't play great. They played well. Yeah. And that was against a pretty good football team. So their great or their well is better than most everybody else.
Well, I like when he pokes back at you guys, too. That's kind of fun.
he's taken a great deal of pleasure for doing that to me for quite a while.
It's kind of fun.
Well, thanks a lot.
So do you get angry quickly? And if so, you might want to relax a little bit.
Nah.
I know. Sometimes you just like to feed off of that. It seems an angry temperament is more likely to shorten your lifespan than going with the flow. Now, interesting. These are some scientists at Iowa State who found that men who had admitted that they had a short fuse when questioned after the age of 35 were more likely to be dead at 70 than those who were less quick to anger. So my question is, how many of those scientists who are doing this study at Iowa State are over 35 and came home and got angry about something?
Yes.
Or on the ride home, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're studying this stuff. While anger is appropriate in some instances, people who get angry over every little thing are the ones at most risk. Anger is a form of stress, and stress increases the cortisol levels in the bloodstream. That can lead to strokes and heart attacks and all that kind of stuff. Here's the deal, though. So much anger happens. And you're right. I mean, there's certainly, no matter who you are, there's somebody who gets angry more than you do and less than you do. I mean, that's just, there are very few people who are at Donald Trump-esque levels, you know. But really, he doesn't. It's an act. But it's about lack of control. I mean, you can't control the situation. That's what gets people angry so often.
Like when you're merging onto the freeway. I know exactly. No,
okay.
Sorry. Excuse me.
And the thing is, that is an impersonal kind of anger. I mean, you're angry at yes, that person who's in that vehicle in front of you, but that's an impersonal kind of anger as opposed to, for instance, if somebody really does something to you, confronts you at your job, or you lose your job. You know, you can find a way, not unless you work for iHeartRadio, you really do know who that person is who fired you, and for instance. So that's a different kind of anger. And probably understanding those different types of anger will helps out a little bit. But really, getting mad at that person in front of you in traffic, I know they're stupid, but what are you going to do, right? Now, yesterday, there was an accident right here by Crystal Park Plaza. I don't know, it was about 1 o'clock or so. And I'm not sure what injuries were involved. But I find it interesting, it was the northbound lane where the accident happened, but people in the south slow down.
Oh, the rubbernecking is terrible.
I find that interesting, I guess, yeah. Why don't you just keep both hands on the wheel and go forward and just do that? But
but you got to look and see what happens.
I know. That's you the reason people to. Go to NASCAR races. I know. They just
it's a rule.
You want to see the mishap that happens out there. All right. So despite Instagram's reputation for censoring certain images, the company has apparently thought about allowing more sensitive content on the platform. Instagram co-founder Kevin Systrom made the announcement yesterday. The company has talked about creating an R-rated version of the service. Of course, as he said, and he's exactly right, once you start deciding that, then who's going to decide what's R-rated? Because here come community standards, right?
Right.
As the court said, you may not know what that stuff is till you see it. Then you know that's it.
What is patently offensive to the community which views it or hears it.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see how all that goes. Oh, hey, speaking of road rage, though, go back to that. Here's a road rage story for you in Georgia. Guy on a motorcycle threatened another driver with a gub, and police let him off. Problem is, a former cop filmed the whole thing, and he wants to know why this guy was not charged. He said, quote, drawing a firearm in just about every case should be an absolute last resort. It seems with this guy, it was his first resort, end quote. Police finally caught up with the guy, put him in cuffs, questioned him, but then they let him go. When asked about it, the sheriff's deputy gave some excuse about the people in the car not being in town for the court date that would take place. He said, if I committed aggravated assault, if I point a weapon at people and I threaten their lives on a public highway in broad daylight and I don't even go to jail, I don't even get a ticket, they didn't even hang a citation on this guy. What do I have to do to get arrested in Coweta County? The witness asked. And that's pretty interesting. I mean, obviously there's judgment calls when it comes to peace officers. But if he did, in fact, pull the gun on somebody, we may hear more about that before it's all said and done. So yesterday we were telling you about how in the University of Connecticut you can buy like buckets of crickets for 99 cents.
Yes.
And put it on your ramen noodles, I guess, or taco toppings, whatever. So getting drunk in college, many people do that. Getting drunk at college during the day and fighting with the cafeteria manager, not so much. But yes, we do have it on video. The whole thing started at the University of Connecticut's Union Street Market when the student tried to bring an open container of beer inside, which is against the rules, as you can imagine. He began spouting off about his rights as an American.
I should be allowed.
That's right. I should be able to drink beer in the cafeteria. And finally ended up shoving the manager. Others joined in to calm the kid down. Could not do that. The chef and some other students had to hold him until police came and took him into custody.
So what are you in for? Hey, would you give me the macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, that's right. Go with my beer. So.
Stupid people.
Yeah. Wow, tell me how this works. A hospital told a family of a patient that she had died, allowed them to say their goodbye. 7 hours later, the hospital calls to apologize.
Oh, my.
And reassure them that their relative is still alive. The not-really-deceased daughter and her husband were too grief-stricken to notice that nurses had led them to the body of another woman to say goodbye. That is majorly grief-stricken.
Wow.
That is majorly grief-stricken.
Mom looks really bad.
So after Liz Page and her family went home, and they grieved for 7 hours, then the phone rang. Hospital told Liz that her mom was not dead and actually in another part of the hospital. Now, in the hospital's defense, I guess maybe, I'm not sure, the woman who died had a similar name. But that's not really the whole story, obviously. Can you imagine? Wow.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. They may be at the courthouse. We'll just touch on this because the Rush update is about it. The animal population in Chernobyl is bouncing back.
Yeah,
because there's no people.
Yeah, exactly. You take a human. Well, and the other thing that I think Rush probably points out, you know, not to steal his thunder, but you know, Earth is a system. It really is. Go to Mount St. Helens and see what it looks like now. I mean, it's not completely back to the way it was, but, you know, it wasn't that long ago that it happened in the scheme of things.
And, yeah, I was going to say, you know, we're on human time scale here.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, from that standpoint, it was the blink of an eye. But come on. Just understand that, yes, we're here, and yes, we may mess things up every once in a while, but Earth is bigger than we are, and Earth can take it back and fix it. So anyhow, but that's what they're saying is part of the deal is, and Chernobyl happened in 1986, I'd forgotten that. Since then, nearly 120,000 people have been permanently evacuated from the Chernobyl exclusion zone. Wow, but think about that. In 20 years, you know, it'll be a new housing development problem.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
When you're looking for the one store you can trust to have the exact battery you need right when you need it, whether it's for your car, truck, motorcycle, laptop, smartphone, watch, plus light bulbs for lamps, chandeliers, floodlights, can lights, appliances, all topped off by helpful experts, it's easy to see why nobody else stacks up to Batteries Plus Bulbs. Unlike other stores with batteries or bulbs in their names, Batteries Plus Bulbs offers helpful pluses, like free car battery and systems check, laptop battery testing, convenient recycling, battery installation for watches, key fobs, garage door remotes, and more. Plus, the experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can repair your tablet or smartphone. So don't settle for just any store with batteries or bulbs in its name. Come to the only one you can trust to have all the extra pluses you deserve. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At BatteriesPlus.com, you can order light bulbs and batteries for pretty much anything and pick them up in-store, located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
If you're a frequent traveler, you're liable to have a bunch of stories about hassles in travel. GroundShuttle.com is here to eliminate a major one. That's getting to and from the airport, not having to deal with the disappointments of cancellations or other kinds of things that either start or end your trip on a really bad note. If you just go to GroundShuttle.com, you can book your trip to Houston, to Hobby Airport, or to Houston Intercontinental. They do 10 trips a day to Bush, and they do 4 a day to Hobby. And they can pick you up either at Easterwood, or actually you can make arrangements to have them pick you up at your home or office, whatever works for you. And you'll commute in comfort. Matter of fact, this may be the most comfortable seat you sit in your entire trip. Because they are nice, nice vehicles that they put you in. You sit back, you relax, you let them take care of the driving. You can read a book, catch up on your emails, do whatever you'd like to do just to relax and kind of unwind. GroundShuttle.com, you can call them at 855-303-4415. And while we talk about them doing trips to the airport, they'll do trips anywhere, in town, out of town. You have a football game, you want to put a group together and get to Kyle Field easily. Ground Shuttle can do that for you, too. So you can book them. And by the way, they have a limo service that's available that has a Mercedes S350, so you can travel on your schedule if you want to. Again, the number to call is 855-303-4415 or go to groundshuttle.com to book it.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area, dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdell Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdell Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdell creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 724. Peanut butter. I mean, everybody's grown up with that, right? Except for the kiddos who can't eat it.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, alternatives to peanut butter finding their way onto the shelves. How about, we know about almond butter. That's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. It's tasty.
Cashew butter is around.
Yeah. I haven't tried that one.
But now here's what they're doing is they're starting to add nuts and little chia seeds, you know, little chia things?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, to these spreads, if you will. Jif has come out with a cookies and cream hazelnut spread. Now, the deal is, obviously, there's some schools in America that have decided that having peanut butter and peanuts in the lunchroom is not a good thing. So how about that? Cookies and cream hazelnut on white bread.
Well, they have...
hazelnut is Nutella.
Yeah, yeah, right. But I'm just the cookies and cream thing kind of puts my teeth on edge. I'm not sure.
Well, they have... I can't think of what it's called. You can get it at Trader Joe's.
Yeah? Well, we don't have one of those here.
It's cookie butter.
Speculoos cookie dough.
Oh, you guys have been talking about that stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
man. That's like heroin.
Nicole made some cookies with that one time. Delicious.
Well, there's a company that has Biscoff cookie butter. That's one of the ones that they mentioned. And,
It's not as sweet as you think.
Nope.
And it's way more delicious than you can even imagine.
Really?
I'll bring a jar up.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was. I was very skeptical.
I mean, you can eat it off the knife. You really don't even need to spread it on anything.
Well, earlier this year, Smucker's, Jif's peanut butter brand, added two hazelnut spreads: chocolate cheesecake and cookies and cream. To see if
I don't know if I'd like chocolate cheesecake, but
well, they've got chocolate and they also have salted caramel as well. If you wanna do that, but I'm just wondering though. I mean, is it Is healthy the right word?
No.
Of course not.
No.
All right.
Absolutely not.
Barney Butter almond butters now offer grown-up variations with vanilla bean and espresso, cocoa and coconut, and honey and flax. Ah, flax in a spread?
Flaxseed oil isn't bad.
Hello.
Yeah, if you feed chia seeds to these kids, will they start growing beards early?
And they'll be green.
Don't forget to drink your water.
All right, 726, the Brazos Valley weather forecast. We deserve that. Brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Unseasonably warm, high temperature probably about 90 or 91 next 3 days or so. Lows will only be in the upper 60s, and we do have a 20% chance of rain Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, and on Friday. Right now, it's pleasant out there, though. We have 64 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Well, a bunch of scientists happily reporting a new study. 30 years after the worst nuclear accident in history, life is again thriving at Chernobyl in the former Soviet Union. Wildlife, that is. Humans are not allowed around the area. The commies, who were in power back then, declared it a permanent no-go zone for people. Now, that's one reason scientists are so happy. Jim Smith, an environmental specialist at Britain's University of Portsmouth, says when humans are removed, nature flourishes, even in the wake of the world's worst nuclear accident. It's very likely that wildlife numbers at Chernobyl are now much higher than they were before the accident. The study compared Chernobyl wildlife with four uncontaminated nature reserves in the region. At the disaster site, there's a relative abundance of deer, wild boar, and elk. And with all that food wandering around, there are predators. Chernobyl has over seven times more wolves than the other nature reserves. Now, while the scientists are giddy about the resurgence of wildlife at Chernobyl without humans, of course, there's another aspect of the story that needs to be mentioned. Earth is not the fragile planet that environmentalist wackos claim it is. human beings living their lives are not going to destroy Earth, just as oil spills in the oceans are going to get cleaned up by the oceans. Even the worst nuclear accident ever could not destroy life or the planet. The Earth, Mother Earth, is resilient. It was created that way. Don't doubt me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you still not refinance your mortgage, well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The future home of Blinn College basketball, volleyball, and student recreation in Brenham will be paid for in part by students in Bryan.
Blinn's Board of Trustees approved proceeding with the $11.4 million recreation center, which is slated to open in the fall of 2017, or about the same time Blinn opens its first building on its new campus in West Bryan. Members of Brenham's Cruzy family are contributing $2.3 million. The Blinn Foundation's responsible for raising another $3.6 million. The remaining $5.5 million comes from what Blinn officials say are district at-large sources. $1.5 million was carried over from last year's budget, $4 million reserved in this year and next year's budgets from a mix of revenue sources. Officials did not disclose how much was reserved from Washington County property taxes, state funding, and student tuition and fees. Administrators also did not break down how much money to build the center will be generated by students at each of Blinn's four campuses, but the cost of operating the facility, projected at $200,000 a year, will come from fees assessed to students in Brenham, ticket sales, summer camps, and rentals from off-campus groups. Blinn's trustees this week selected its general contractor, Collier Construction of Brenham. Work starts next spring on the 36,000-square-foot center. It will include space for general fitness, dance and yoga, kinesiology classes, student organization meetings, weightlifting and fitness space, and multipurpose rooms for community events and meetings. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A high school graduation practice that's common in College Station and smaller districts is allowing family members to award diplomas. A request by Bryan School Board member Kelly Levy will be investigated to give that option to parents who are employed by the district.
I know it can be a logistical nightmare, but I think it can also be managed where the parents are seated in a certain area and told you're not going to be able to go back up in the stands and back down and everything. If they choose to do that, I think it would be a nice thing, a nice perk to offer our employees.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace agreed with Levy about how parents would participate.
It would become a distraction and a nightmare if people are walking all over the place, going from the floor up to the stands, down from the stands, down to the floor. You will sit in a certain spot, and you have to follow along. And if you don't get up there in time, then we can't slow the whole process down. We've only got a certain number of time at Reed Arena.
Dr. Wallace says high school administrators will be checking with other districts to get feedback on the idea. Some College Station school district teachers and students are affected by a world geography textbook that was criticized by a mother of a Pearland student.
Immigrants. Yeah, that word matters. Immigrants. The Atlantic slave trade between the 1500s and the 1800s brought millions of workers from Africa to the southern United States to work on agricultural plantations.
The call out by Ronnie Dean Burren has led to the publisher pledging to change its textbook in hard copy and online. College Station ISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says they're waiting for substitute materials from the publisher and for more information. The textbook is not used in the Bryan School District. The director of the Texas Department of Transportation has announced he'll step down at the end of the year. Joe Weber made the announcement yesterday. The former three-star Marine general was chosen only last year to run the agency. According to a statement released by TxDOT, Weber, in his announcement to the agency's 11,000 employees, called his past 18 months a true highlight in my life. The agency is primarily responsible for maintaining and expanding the 80,000 miles of state highway in the system. The 65-year-old didn't say in the statement why he was leaving his nearly $300,000 a year job. Weber, a 1972 Texas A&M graduate, had served as Texas A&M University's vice president for student affairs before being selected in April of last year to lead TxDOT. For the fourth time since July of last year, a Bryan man was arrested for a parole violation. But it took almost 7 hours to get 39-year-old Donnie Allwell out of a family member's home south of Welburn.
In talking with a homeowner, we were advised that there were weapons in the house, so it was a pretty sensitive situation for us. We established a perimeter around the house.
Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says the standoff, which began Monday afternoon, ended peacefully just after midnight Tuesday.
We brought it to a successful conclusion with the help of the College Station Police Department's robot, which enticed the subject to come out of the house, and we took him into custody.
Stewart thanked the multiple agencies that assisted the sheriff's office.
We had the deputy constables from Precinct 1 and 3. College Station Fire Department EMS was on board stage with their paramedics. The DPS trooper was there helping. College Station Police Department and the Bryan Police Department.
Allwell remains jailed, accused of violating parole for the fourth time from a conviction in 2003 for aggravated sexual assault of a child. 1,500 athletes are in the Twin Cities tomorrow through Saturday, along with just as many coaches and family members. Texas Special Olympics are holding their Fall Classic at a variety of locations, and there's still a need for volunteers.
Mostly they'll be the scorekeepers, the timers, the escorts, the people who present the awards to our volunteers, the stagers, making sure that they're lined up in the right, you know, order for their heats and stuff like that. It's everything is a real hands-on opportunity for the volunteers.
Volunteer Director Jody Yoshimaru says you're also invited to cheer on the participants.
Well, even if they don't feel comfortable coming out and visiting, or they only have an hour or two to come out and watch, we'd still love to have them there. A lot of people don't think that it is that important, but it truly is. When you have people cheering for you, it makes you go that extra mile and try that little bit harder and stuff.
More information is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:37 at 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 o'clock. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots. New ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Atkinson at Pace to Stay believes that strong future leaders are in our schools right now.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details are available at atkinsonatpacetostay.com and on Facebook.
Good luck, seniors from Atkinson Toyota Scion, Mid-South Synergy, The Eagle, Bryan Broadcasting, KBTX Media, Prosperity Bank, and Merrill Lynch.
Got big jobs to do on your land? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, you can get them done and save on a new M126GX or M135GX midsize ag tractor. Enjoy clean, powerful performance, Grand X control technology, and the largest cabinets class. Now, get financing as low as 0.99% APR for up to 5 years. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They'll deliver your office supplies right to your office the very next day. Now, that's an efficient way to run your office. You can click on Wiltons.com. Here are numbers.
Sunshine and warm today. Highs will be anywhere from 90 to 95. Overnight, we're going to be partly cloudy. Lows will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, the chance for a shower during the afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow close to 90 degrees. Clouds and maybe a shower tomorrow night. Lows will be 65 to 70. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Friday. The risk of a few showers. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They need time away from me. They need time away from you. You tell them how good they are, how bad they are, who screwed up.
That's Coach Sumlin on the bye week before Alabama coming up next week. We'll have more on A&M football, the wild card game in baseball with the Astros, and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 11 minutes or so.
Always love when you beat those big city teams, you know?
Yeah.
They're so snooty.
The biggest city team.
Yeah, well, you know, they've been cratering for the last few weeks.
Yeah, just they have.
So, we didn't talk about it because it's pro football, but but you know that play
at the end of the Seattle game?
Yeah, the Monday night game. And so there continues to be some, feedback, I guess.
Sure.
If you could say. The Lions are 0-4 now. That's the Detroit Lions. The refs are, of course, being torn up every place.
Yep.
The NFL VP of officiating has already said that the call was wrong.
Yep.
And so now Lions fans have apparently purchased 7 billboards and scattered them throughout the Detroit metro area to voice their displeasure, if you will.
Because they're shy in Detroit.
Yeah, they are. They're just that way. So anyhow, by the way, if you are stressed out that you're going to be late to work today, I mean, I don't know if that is anything that you need to be confronted with or worried about, because apparently today is the end of the world. I don't know if you heard that or not.
I saw that last night.
Now, see, how'd that make you feel? You going, well, should I go ahead and sleep in?
I thought, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's just like 2000 all over again.
I know. I got my punch list. I got stuff I got to do. The E-Bible Fellowship, which is an online group.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Headquartered near Philadelphia, has based its prediction on the October obliteration on a previous claim. Well, on a previous claim that the world was going to end on May the 21st, 2011. They were wrong. Now, while their claim may be false, the organization is confident that it's correct this time. The leader and founder of the E-Bible Fellowship named Chris McMahon says, according to what the Bible is presenting, it does appear that October the 7th will be the day that God has spoken of in which the world will pass away. According to his interpretation, and again, does he even have the date right? He says it'll be by fire. So we'll see how that works out.
Did he give a time?
No, he didn't give a time, so I'm not sure. 7:42, Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good morning.
Busy, aren't you?
Just a little bit. This is one of those insane weeks up here at D.C.
Well, now, but today is when your organization, Republican Study Committee, has your candidates forum, for lack of a better word. Is that basically right?
That's correct. We're going to have our 3 candidates for speaker come and tell us why they should be elected to be our speaker. We were going to do the majority leader race and the whip race as well, but those have been postponed until probably early November. And so we'll now we've got more time to spend. We'll have 20 minutes with each of the candidates for speaker so they can try to convince us who'd be the best for that role.
Now, obviously, John Boehner has been in the news because there's some speculation now that he may not vacate the office at this time. But before I talk about that, if you were John Boehner, what would you be doing right now as you prepare to step away or hold on to this office for a while?
Well, I think given the number of things that are pending in Congress today, it makes sense to try to work as hard as we can to get them all done. Now, excuse me, in the past, what's happened is that leadership has come up with all these things that they think Congress needs to do, and they've sort of jammed it down the rest of our throats. And so that's one of the things that's caused a little discomfort among Republicans in the House. So what I would do is I just say, okay, we're going to work 7 days a week, and we're going to put all the committees to work trying to get the things done that need to be done, whether it's highway funding or dealing with the debt ceiling or trying to come up with a funding plan for the government after December the 11th, trying to stop the president's amnesty operation, Planned Parenthood, things like that. I just cause us all to stay here and get it all done. And that way, the new speaker starts with a clean slate.
Now, yesterday, the head of the Freedom Caucus, because I think they had a similar situation, said he doesn't believe anybody's going to be able to get the 218 votes that are needed to get elected speaker in this environment. Well, what are your thoughts there?
Well, there are a group of people that are trying to keep that from happening. Now, whether or not they're going to be successful or not, I'm not sure. I mean, here's the way the process works. Tomorrow, the Republicans are going to get together, and we're going to pick a nominee. And, you know, we hope that nominee is good enough to get 218 votes and that those 218 votes hold together when you go to the floor. But theoretically, the nominee could win with a nomination with just 124 votes. And so whoever the nominee is between tomorrow and October the 29th, when we're going to have the speaker election on the floor, we'll have to go try to solidify that 218 votes. Depending on how everybody's behaving around here, it could be a tough order.
Now, is there a possibility, because this happened in 1989, Jim Wright was the speaker, and it was a contingent resignation. He said, I'll resign upon the election of my successor. So are we possibly confronted with that, that then Boehner does in fact stay on? Because as you said, there's a lot of stuff that's got to get done here.
I would assume that, look, if I were the Speaker of the House and my successor had not been picked, I don't think that leaves the Congress in a good situation. And so I would say that my resignation is effective the day I've been replaced. And I think that's, so I can see how Speaker Boehner would want to do that, and I think that's probably the right move to make. Now, a lot of people don't like John Boehner, and they want him out of there as quick as they can. But nonetheless, I don't think you want to shut the House down. Well, maybe some people do, but I don't think that's a good idea. We're the only thing here that's kind of just passing out the bills that everybody likes. The Senate's certainly not getting it done.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Saw this morning that the Energy and Commerce Committee is going to put together a select subcommittee to look at the Planned Parenthood situation. You're a member of that committee. Are you possibly going to be on that select subcommittee?
I am certainly hoping that I am. As the leader of the largest caucus in Congress, I think it would be smart for me to be placed on that committee. I've actually reached out to the appropriate people and told them of my interest. And so my hope is that I get selected. Now, you know, that's above my pay grade as to whether I get selected or not, but I'm hoping that people will see the value to having someone like me part of that operation.
What's the timeline on that subcommittee, as best you can tell?
I don't really know. There's a sense of urgency in the House to start the hearings pretty quickly and to start trying to get our arms around Planned Parenthood and to find out what they've done wrong and then to make sure they don't do it again. And actually, if it were up to me, I'd put them out of the abortion business altogether. So we need to get, you know, I think there's a sense of urgency. I hope that the committee process will, everybody else on the committee will have the same ideas that I do, whether I'm on it or not.
Well, obviously, there's been serious pushback. They've said it would be a political witch hunt type situation, and I guess that's an expected response from them.
Well, that's the people that don't mind killing babies and harvesting their organs for profit, and I really don't care about their opinion, quite frankly.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C., the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The president's out touting that, and it's a 12-nation deal. It's interesting, some of the people who are against it, I wouldn't think that Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders would stand on the same side of anything, but they don't like it very much. Tell me what you think about it and how it would impact Texas or this congressional district.
Well, free trade is very, very important to all Texans, and particularly folks like those in District 17, because we have a heavy agricultural interest, and those farmers, ranchers rely on exports as one of their key markets. Here's where I am on the TPP, and that is we've got to read it. I can't comment on it because we haven't even seen the paperwork yet. We've just seen the press releases where everybody says, okay, we've got a free trade deal. I think now the next step is that we go ahead and we take a look at it. That's one of the things, one of the benefits of passing Trade Promotion Authority, or TPA, a few weeks ago, is that Congress and the American people get to have a detailed look at this agreement before it goes into effect. And so I before I comment, let's take a look at it. If the president did what TPA required, then it's going to be a good deal for America. If the president didn't follow TPA, then that's one of the things where you'd likely vote against it.
Well, anything is big. I know groups will line up. Labor and the environmental people seem to be against it right now, but I know that there's some farm interests who think that this could be a good thing for us.
Absolutely. I mean, look, free and fair trade is always a better outcome than having protectionism. I mean, all you have to do is go back to Hoots Folly back in the 1920s and see what protectionism does for a country's economy.
So now, again, to go back to what we started with, what time is the meeting today where you vet the candidates for speaker?
12:30 Eastern time.
Okay, so you've got plenty to do between now and then. What else have we got coming up on the agenda for Congress down the week?
Well, EPA's ozone standards came out last week, and they are terrible for Brazos County. They'll shut down economic development in Brazos County, so we're trying to find a way to get those stopped. The big deal is coming up on the floor this week is lifting the oil export ban. So stay tuned on that. That vote will be Friday. That's something that's very important for American families, and I'm working without a pay raise for essentially 7 years now.
How are you going to vote on that?
Oh, I...
Okay.
That'd be a strong yes. I'd vote three or four times if I could.
All right, very good. Well, we'll look forward to hearing, of course, again, what the washout is from your meetings today with the candidates for speaker, and actually whether Mr. Boehner continues as speaker. It's pretty interesting times going on right there.
Oh yeah, it's a fascinating time, and it's too bad we're going through this because there's a lot to get done, and we don't need all the extracurricular drama at this point in time. But that's it. We are where we are, and we need to get it fixed and move on down the road.
Bill Forrest joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Have a great day, and ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our troops.
All right, thank you.
Join the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History for the Boonville Days Heritage Fair, Saturday, October 10th. Enjoy this free celebration of our heritage from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Activities will take place inside the museum and on the Brazos Center grounds. Learn about Brazos County's pioneer history, visit with characters in period costume, observe demonstrations of frontier skills and trades, see an authentic stagecoach, hear from a cowboy poet, and much more. Our activity area will keep children busy learning to make pinch pots and other period crafts. Boonville Days Heritage Fair, Saturday, October 10th at the Brazos Museum of Natural History, located at the Brazos Center.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Okay, so here's the scenario. It's a weeknight, and your child has spent most of the evening on the same school assignment. It's pretty clear he doesn't understand the information. And to top it off, he's brought home a note from the teacher warning you about a failing grade. Now, what do you do? Many parents immediately assume the worst. They think their child has a behavioral problem, difficulty learning, or is just plain lazy. I know, I've been there with my teenagers. But most of the time, school challenges like this aren't a crisis. The trouble may be as simple as your child's learning style. Think about it. All the kids in a class are taught the same way by the teacher, even though each student's learning style is very different. What's crystal clear to one person may sound like a foreign language to another. Author Carol Barnier recommends parents think of themselves as the keeper of the keys. If your child doesn't understand a concept, that could mean it wasn't taught with the key the child needs to unlock the information. Your job as a parent is to find the right key. In other words, help your child discover the right learning approach that presents information in a way they can understand it. For example, your child may be required to write down the spelling words, but speaking them out loud because they're an auditory learner works better for them. That simple key can transform a child who's struggling into one with a passion for learning. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It is 7:54. The ninth-ranked Texas A&M football team is on a bye week, and Coach Kevin Sumlin said the timing is really good for the Aggies to get healthy and rested.
We had a lot of rotation early at linebacker due to either suspension or injury. You know, obviously we've got some guys that have played two pretty tough games, SEC games. So, yeah, it comes at a good time for us. You know, something we did not have the luxury of last year.
I got a chance to ask Coach Sumlin what he wanted his players to do this week, and he said he just wanted the guys to get away from it all.
They need time away from me. They need time away from you. You tell them how good they are, how bad they are, who screwed up. That's the truth. I've said it before. The biggest deal, guys make a transition from high school. Yeah, you're playing against like players, like talents sometimes, but not every week does that happen. And number two, when you screw up, in high school, you might be on the Friday night blitz. You might have a picture of you in the paper, but you don't have to watch it over and over and over and over again all Saturday night.
With 2 weeks, hopefully the guys are rested and ready to take on 8th-ranked Alabama Saturday, October 17th at Kyle Field. All the action, of course, on WTAW. Texas A&M sophomore quarterback Kyle Allen was named one of the Davey O'Brien Award's weekly Grade 8 honorees after helping the Aggies win over Mississippi State. And on now to Major League Baseball in the AL wildcard game.
Rasmus hits this high in the air and pretty deep to right field. Beltran is going back, looking up. See you later! 1-0 Astros. Colby Rasmus breaks the seal on the scoring.
Colby Rasmus got things started in the top of the second. As it turned out, that's all the Stros would need because Dallas Keuchel was almost unhittable on just 3 days rest. He pitched 3-hit ball for 6 baffling innings as the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 3-0 in the Bronx in the American League wildcard game. The whole thing almost seemed surprising to Keuchel.
Never would imagine that I would have pitched that well or we would have played that well in Yankee Stadium on that big of a stage.
The Astros now advance to the AL Division Series. Game 1 is Thursday night in Kansas City. Up the road in Big D, Yovani Gallardo will get the start for the Rangers in the ALDS opener Thursday. He was, of course, happy to get the nod for Game 1.
It means a lot. You know, just like I've always said, it's a team I grew up watching as a young kid. And to have this opportunity to start Game 1, it's a big accomplishment. You know, I'm excited to get that opportunity and, take advantage of it.
Gallardo won both of his starts this season against the Blue Jays. The right-hander threw 13 and two-thirds scoreless innings. And Aggies that are getting paid to play baseball are doing pretty well doing it. After the 2015 regular season concluded, a trio, including starting pitcher Michael Wacha of the NL champ St. Louis Cardinals, outfielder Justin Ruggiano of the NL West champion Los Angeles Dodgers, and infielder Cliff Pennington of the AL East champ Toronto Blue Jays are playing in postseason. And that's going to do it for sports. We're hanging out with Mike Vivaldi again and the gang from Team of Navasota. We'll get to the deal of the day in just a minute. But first, I've seen the commercials. I've heard the commercials. How did Meatball get his name?
Well, I actually fought with my wife for about 10 years before she let me get a dog. And I always wanted an English Bulldog. So a friend of mine dropped him off at my office one day, and I always wanted to name him Meatball, which hindsight, I should have named him Goofball, because he is not the smartest or sharpest tool.
Well, they shouldn't be though. English Bulldogs are supposed to be stupid. This is the way they look.
It's fun. My kids love them.
All right, man. Let's get to the deal today. What do we got today?
We have a 2010 Kia Forte for only $88.88. It's a nice 4-door car, good gas mileage, and just to remind you folks, we have financing available on all 150 pre-owned vehicles on our lot.
Give the web address so they can find you.
TeamOfNavasota.com.
And that's gonna do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor. On News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-8, same great rate. At Superior, we're proud to announce that we're the Brazos Valley's newest train dealer. And to kick things off, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years with approved credit. That's no interest for 6 years on select train comfort systems. It's hard to stop a train, so if your furnace or air conditioner needs to be replaced, call Superior, your new train dealer, or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists, and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, so...